That's on the right.
You're consistent.
Consistently here.
Yeah.
So, having a slip is just having a day off, or what's wrong with him?
Yeah, the knee, I mean, it's coming back. It's a night game after a day game. You know, it's still the recovery time for him. In my mind, best for him to come off the bench today.
Will that kind of be the plan going for a couple weeks, or more?
No, just until he gets through it. You know, I mean, we had to take him out of the game. We gave him a day. You know, these are these type of injuries, these bruises, can act up, and so. You know, if we can manage it and keep them in the lineup, you know, as much as possible, for me, in the long run, it's more beneficial.
Still working through whether at some point you're going to get started this week?
Yeah, I think I'll have more for you tomorrow. We'll have half the game today to kind of assess where we're at, make a decision how we want to line up.
Holly B's been very successful, and then he had, I don't want to call it a bad outing, but certainly a setback. What could that kind of do for a reset for a guy like that?
Well, I think it's a long season. You're going to go through those, you know, you're going to have a bad start. Even the good guys have bad starts. So, you know, for me, what we look for today is his mix again, being able to locate that fastball to both sides, pitching in is important. Quality to set up the breaking ball and the changeup. So,
Potts, as working with Billy and the whole crew in your first term here?
Yeah, Billy, I mean, my relationship with Billy and David has been great since I was a player. You know, I felt as if in some way I had a good connection with both of them. Through this process, through these 50 games, you know, they're right alongside, and you know, I think we have a really good balance and a really good working relationship.
How's it done here? I know it varies in different places. Do you have a seat at the table? How much control do you have? Once the game starts, do you have control?
Once the game starts, I have full control, making the decisions, yes. And even prior to that, you know, there may be some collaboration and things on the day-to-day operations side, you know, and I believe in that. You know, I think that it takes the communication, the trust, along with accountability to be successful. So, you know, obviously, being new to the position, there's a learning curve for me as well, and they're helping me with that. I think, you know, the balance of what we're doing here in the long run will obviously help me grow as a manager.
Hey, when you're struggling, is the analytics more helpful or not?
I think just the combination of analytics and then, you know, what we do here in the dugout on a daily basis. For me, I think both can help. Both are positives. You know, this organization has had a ton of success in utilizing the data and implementing it. And I think, you know, you have to obviously grow and make change at certain points. Which is difficult. It takes a lot of courage to make change. And I think, again, from a day-in, day-out standpoint, we utilize every bit of information we can get to try to win margins.
What was the conversation over the hours this morning about team captains and why that's not a thing in baseball? A, why do you think that is? B, if you had to keep a captain, would it be a guy like Chad or maybe Chad, someone like that?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Alex. Establishing one team captain for what we do, you know, I think really would put a huge responsibility on one individual for 25, 26 guys. And I think there's different ways to go about being that captain. And when you talk about Elvis Andrews, you talk about the leadership that he displays, because he wants his name written in the lineup every single day. What he does with our Latin guys in nurturing them, and especially with the younger kids, the Pache. You don't look at Danny Jimenez as a young guy, but it's his first time, in the big leagues on an everyday basis. So then you can talk about Chad Pinder and being a part of a core that's grown through this organization in terms of his leadership. So I think there's a lot of seeds that we can hand out, and not just one. And if you look at the other sports, like especially football, you've got a defensive probably captain who's in charge of his group. You got an offensive quarterback that runs the offense, and yet you got a lineman that runs his group. So kind of more of a maybe a little bit more of an individualized group base as opposed to a collection of like 8 or 9 guys on the offensive side or defensive side, So I think it'd be harder to just name one guy, but I think you could probably give out a couple C's and see how it works.
Has that been that way in most clubs where it has to be multiple guys and not just saying, hey, I'm the guy, but just say one guy, or doing it in the minor every day?
I feel that it's best to do it that way. I know Veritek had a C, and he did a lot of things that he definitely deserved the C. Yet, when I look at it, I feel it works best to have guys that lead, whether it's by example, whether it's, with their emotional impact. Ramon Laureano, he plays with a lot of fire, a lot of emotion. Like, I love that. Give him a seat for that.
Well, Poach didn't make Posey a captain. Nobody's going to be a captain.
I guess you're right. One of my mentors, right? Yeah. Poach is one of my mentors. I get to spend some time with him on Monday in Atlanta, which I'm fired up about. It's always good to stay connected with those guys that have been in the seat, have experienced, highs and lows. He's definitely one of them. So.
Last year, before running against Seattle, Brad and Pasha
just had a little conversation with him. What were
you guys having
to do that? I think for us, with Pasha, with a young player, we like to be supportive, one, in terms of our sharing our experiences. We know how difficult this game is. Both Brad and I played for a long time, 35 years if you add it up collectively, at the major league level. So we went through our ups and downs. And, just connecting with him on a personal level is important, just as important as sharing, some of our wisdom about the game and how to go about dealing with maybe a lack of result, but staying with the process. Continuing to work, on his approach and his swing and working with the hitting coaches. So we got to make sure we stay connected with these guys as much as possible.
You are how do you kind of manage
Well, the investment that he's making, we see on a daily basis, right? We see the work he's putting in the game. We see the routine that he's developed now that he didn't have before he got it. It's the consistency of that routine. It's the demeanor and the way he comes into the clubhouse with the attitude and approach his games, right? Kid's awesome. Hasn't changed. Whether it's an 0-for-4 night or a 2-for-4 night, he comes in with the same approach and the same demeanor, which we obviously want to monitor. We don't want to see a kid get in the tank. Again, we go back to pulling out all the positives, staying optimistic about the opportunities to line in front of him, successful, pulling out the successful at bats and making sure he's focused on that, trying to let go of the failure as fast as possible. And at this level, that's a difficult process because we're here again in less than 12 hours from probably his last at bat last night.
Today is a very special day for the A's because we're celebrating the 1972 league.
Yeah.
Of course, you were born in 75. But you played a lot of years for the Athletics. How much was an inspiration those teams that won three World Series in a row, five times in a row, their postseason, was to all of you guys when you were growing up as Athletics players?
Yeah, you know, the history is in that clubhouse, and you feel that, you know, having these guys come back today, you know, it's impactful for our culture to recognize their accomplishments, understand that they were a team that, really stuck together and played together, won together, and We need that as a group as well, to be able to understand the history of this organization, the success of this organization, and how it was built.
Alrighty, thank you.